Skeno Sego Sigoli on EAT. I'm David Moses with a CKRZ 100.3 FM news brief. For the last 2 months, the Six Nations Animal Wellness Clinic has been robbed and vandalized, with the most recent and serious incidents taking place on the weekend of Saturday, November 11th and Sunday, November 12th. The damage has made the kennel inoperable and forced them to temporarily close for repairs and halt some of its services. Six Nations Health and Wellness Program Supervisor Alyssa Smith says the vandalism has steadily increased.
Basically, for the last in excess of 2 months, we've been having dealing with a lot of vandalism happening with our kennel. So basically, the vandalism started and it was things on the outside. So it was things like we also have a sea can back there with some dog food in it. So it started with the sea can. So we get donations of dog food. So we're always accepting donations of dog food if community members call and have a need for emergency dog food so that our program can supply that. So that's where we store it. So that was getting damaged and they ended up blocking it off so that the people couldn't come in. And like it's kind of ironic. They're stealing the free dog food that we provide as service. Mm-hmm. That, you know, organizations will donate to the animal wellness program. But so the vandalism started happening to the building, to the surrounding area, and people just kind of breaching the door and coming in all different sort of ways.
The vandalism increased to theft on Sunday, November 12th, when dogs were also stolen.
And then it just escalated to the point where a puppy was stolen. So we, you know, we're being get ahead of it. We installed an alarm system and things like that. So they're still continuing somehow to breach, and further thefts have happened since two additional, one dog, one small puppy, and then also just any items that are in there that are being like damaged and stolen.
But they have no idea why this is happening to the shelter and kennel.
So this is something brand new. You know, one of the staff of the animal wellness program has been there almost 20 years, and they have not seen this sort of thing happening, this kind of vandalism, this like targeted kind of, just disruption that's been happening.
Do you guys have any idea why?
No, we don't. So I don't think it's targeted specifically at our program in any way. I think it's just, what or why, but I definitely don't think it's targeted at animals or the care that we do. Yeah. You know, we're a no kill shelter. We take the animals that are, you know, unwanted animals for the most part in community. We help adopt them out to our different partners, you know, Toronto Humane Society. Some of our dogs go up to as far as Sudbury, Sarnia, up in that area. So it's a great service for the community that we do provide. And so it's just really unfortunate that it's been damaged to this extent where we are at the point we can't even, you know, continue the help in community right now.
Services that have been temporarily suspended include animal surrenders, except puppies, and pickup of stray dogs and cats.
So we pick up a lot of dogs in the community. So stray dogs, we pick up dogs that have been kind of turned over, so we call them surrenders. And then also if there's a vicious dog attack and there's nowhere where a person can kind of localize that dog for 10 days, we would hold them in our kennel for 10 days as well. Cats, kittens, different litters, things like that.
However, other services remain in place, such as receiving calls, follow-up regarding dog bites, investigating animal abuse, and document reports of stray cats and dogs. Nevertheless, staff are working to repair the damage and will update the community once repairs are completed.
The staff are working. They are working tirelessly. They're getting, you know, vendors out and things happening every day. So we're hoping to be operational by next week.
But the attacks have had an impact on staff morale.
Honestly, it's not good. Even with myself, it really saddens me. I feel very disheartened that this would be done again. I know it's not intentional against our program, but it's really disheartening. I see the hard work that staff's putting in every day, the care, the compassion, the love they have for the animals that they care for, and just the respect they show towards, you know, the dogs and cats and in the community. And I think it's really hard not to feel take it personally or feel really upset. So it's definitely decreased staff morale for sure.
If you have questions or concerns, contact the Six Nations Animal Wellness And if you have any information regarding these incidents of the missing dogs, contact Six Nations Police. For CKRZ 100.3 FM, I'm David Moses.